everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Andrea Barber. Hello.
Jody Sweetin. I've missed you.
I've missed you too. I feel like it's been a while since we've potted together.
Well, yeah. I mean, last week, but it still feels like a long time.
Does it matter? I know it was last week. It feels like it's been seven. I don't know why.
It does.
It feels like it's been a while.
Yeah. Like in dog years. It's been forever.
So. Right. And I get to see you in person next weekend. Now, of course, not when this airs, it will be later, but next weekend we're going to 90s Con.
It'll
be so
fun.
It's
going to be fun. Yes, I'm happy we're traveling together.
I know. I feel like we're going to have to document some of this, of our travels along the way.
For sure, because you never know what's going to happen when we're traveling
together. Last time you wore the Bob sweatshirt.
That's right. We found another.
Yeah,
another,
and then I was like, hey, maybe don't. And you were like, oh yeah, maybe next time I get to the airport, I won't do that.
Yeah.
That's all right. But we met the fan who was like, oh my God, yeah. I had that same sweatshirt.
You couldn't write that stuff.
That was hilarious.
Well, okay, so I've been dying to talk to you about this.
Ooh.
Last time we recorded an episode.
Right.
You were in Canada and I was getting ready to do my colonoscopy.
Right. How'd it
go? I survived my colonoscopy. Medically, it was perfect. Like textbook, got the all clear.
Right, but it's not a fun experience from what I hear.
Well, no, and I thought it was fine. Like all the prep and everything was fine. But right. what I didn't think about was getting recognized in the colonoscopy center and then on the colonoscopy table.
Oh yeah, that's always fun.
I never mind being recognized out in public, but then right, like,
but when
it happens,
someone's about to perform a
shove a camera up your butt.
Yeah, there's times when you're like, maybe let's just pretend like you don't know me.
Like everyone's like, I want to go to Hollywood and be famous, and I'm like, no, you don't. Like, you know, it sounds fun and it sounds amazing, but you don't think about when you're lying on a colonoscopy table with your bare ass hanging out of the gown,
right?
And the anesthesiologist is like, don't I know you from Full House? I was like, how do you handle those moments?
I had that. Do you remember when we were doing Fuller and I was really sick and they had to drive me over to urgent care to get a shot in my butt?
Oh,
to
right.
get like one of those whatever vitamin shots that they give you to basically just make you be able to get through the day, because I was losing my voice and everything. Same thing happened. I was like in the room. Dear. And guy's like, okay, you know, one cheek. So I like pulling. He's like, my wife's never going to believe who I, oh, you know, that I would. And I'm thinking, that's a HIPAA violation. You telling your wife right? that I came in for it, but whatever. But yeah, it's, those are the
so
things.
Awkward.
Yeah, that you don't think about, and and that apparently other people don't think about either. And whether or not, if the situation were reversed, would you want someone?
Well,
commenting?
Yeah, and I felt bad because well, I got recognized three times that day, a record. So first it was by another patient in the waiting room, and he asked for a selfie, and I was like, okay, well,
no.
Right. And I don't want to be like the mean person. I don't want to be like, oh,
bro,
that Andrea Barber, she's so stuck up.
No, no.
And that's what I told him. I'm like, I'm just not comfortable.
No, boundaries are okay. It's okay to have boundaries. It's okay to be like,
I'm trying to, balance my boundaries with not wanting to disappoint what is probably the only time I'm going to meet this fan. So
in your colonoscopy appointment, though, you know, like, come on. Like, again, it's, and I get people... We are so excited and happy to meet people, but not when, not on an operating table with the, you know what I mean? With your butt hanging out. It's not, that's not how I want to meet anyone.
Yeah, I know. It's yes, boundaries. It's good to set boundaries. And I guess as long as you're nice, I was nice about it. And I was just like, I'm just not comfortable doing it here.
Right.
Because what is this guy going to, what is he going to tell his friends that, he got
he
a selfie with Andrea Barber right before she got a probe stuck up her butt? No.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's the story. That's the story I tell.
That's going to be the story.
I mean, that's.
No. No. But then, you know, when the anesthesiologist.
Here's the thing. He's still going to tell that story. He's just not going to have visual proof of it. So
this
just
is,
know that. That, like,
that
story,
doesn't make me feel any better. That doesn't make me feel any better.
But you can't prove it. People could be That's like,
true.
You're a liar. And he'd be like,
There's no,
I'm not.
Photo evidence.
You don't have photo evidence. So guess what? You don't know. Right.
Well, that's true.
But no, but he's still going to tell that story. If you ran into someone at your colonoscopy, wouldn't you be like, dude, you'll never believe who I saw today?
That's like the start of a bad joke.
Or a good one. But, you don't know how it ends, you know?
Well, I just have to trust that the doctors... You know, or they're going to keep it private and like the doctor who I like, I
what
appreciate
do you think they're
going to
do? Post your colonoscopy video online and be like, this is Andrea Barber's.
Well, no, but what if they take it? What if they take it home to their spouse? And like, you'll never guess whose ass I put a camera up today is Kimmy
they
Gibbler
will.
From Full House.
I'm sure they will. This is that's human nature.
No, like that makes me feel weird because I'm so grateful to people who are willing to do these jobs that are saving lives. But at the same time, I'm like, just. I just don't need to know that you're a fan of the show in this circumstance.
It's just weird. This moment, right.
Right.
Maybe after. Yeah. Or maybe when I come back for like a follow-up, you know, where I'm not doing this or something. Yeah.
When I'm clothed properly, I guess.
Yeah. I think it's just sometimes in excitement, people don't often think like, hey, if I were on the other side of this, would this be something I'd want someone to do?
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. I totally get it, but
and I still think we haven't quite come out of our lack of social skills after COVID. I think that just really we really damaged ourselves as people, and we just don't know how to be anymore.
Yeah, people don't
on a
know
plane,
how to people
in a train.
Yeah,
in a car.
Social grace.
We'll
There's
go
no
far.
Such thing as social grace.
Not together
anymore.
Though, because we're all we all are losing our minds. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like a Dr. Seuss poem.
Wow. Well, okay.
So I'm glad you survived your colonoscopy without having to sign any autographs.
Well, I got 17 pictures of my colon. At least you didn't ask me to autograph those. That would have been really awkward. I would have drawn the line there.
You would have been like, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But again, you could be like, that's not my colon. Obviously. You know? And
where's the proof?
Who's going to know? How are they going to know that you're telling the truth or they are? You know? It's all good. You're here.
I'm here, and now I can handle embarrassing situations, no problem.
No,
I've had lots of experience.
And then you can come and talk about them on your podcast.
True. Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. See, other people are going to hear this conversation too. So you are actually the one telling the story.
Yes.
So it's you. You're the problem. you actually are the ruiner of your own life. I'm sorry to inform
twist.
You.
Plot twist.
It's your fault.
I'm the problem. It's me.
It's me. Hi. Yeah. Basically.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
let's segue out of this, please.
Yeah.
Please.
Go from colonoscopies to middle-aged crazy. Also, weirdly connected. But Yeah.
Middle-aged something.
Middle-aged something. Middle-aged crazy. Right? Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Oh, well, I am very excited to discuss this episode with you.
I am too. I love this episode. It's a favorite.
Oh, definitely. It's a fan favorite. I assume it's a favorite of yours. Yeah. Definitely a favorite of mine.
And I remember this one just because, you know, it was so Stephanie-centric, but it was, yeah.
Oh, well, let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to How Rude, Tanneritos. I'm Andrea Barber.
And I am Jody Sweeten.
And today we are discussing Season 2, Episode 10, titled Middle Age Crazy. It originally aired on January 6th, 1989. Woohoo, new year for us. And it goes a little something like this. Stephanie gets a crazy feeling of being middle-aged as her two sisters run with all the attention. A garden wedding with Harry as groom and Jimmy as minister takes some of the heat. This is a classic. This is a classic. It was directed by Peter Baldwin. It was written by Lawrence Hartstein and Richard Rossner. And we have a couple of guest stars this week. Returning as Harry Takayama is Nathan Nishiguchi.
Oh, yay, Harry.
Love Harry. This is his second to last episode. So, gotta just savor Harry
all of the Harry moment. Yeah.
And then we have Zachary Bostrom, who is the officiant, Jimmy, of your wedding.
And Zachary and I actually were friends. We kind of became friends outside of the show from him doing this. He was a sweet little kid.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I was looking up his stats and I was like, oh my gosh, he's still acting. Isn't that so cool? And I'm like, wait, that's we're still acting too. I'm like, why am I so
impressed? Why are you so impressed with someone doing the same thing as me? Right.
Right. Duh.
Well, because it's cool when somebody else does it, but when it's you doing it, you're like, I'm just trying to pay my bills. Right. You're like, wow, look at them. They're still, and you're like, look, this is just what I do. I don't know. I don't know why I'm here, how I'm here. Yeah.
So Zachary was known for Harry and the Hendersons, which is so great. And he did appearances on JAG and Will and Grace. And this is the first of two episodes he's in. He comes back in season three. So I'm excited to see that one, too.
All right.
Okay. All right. Let's get into it. We open in Michelle's room where Joey, Danny, and Jesse are blowing bubbles with Michelle, all competing for her attention. The boys are having a blast and don't notice when Michelle quietly walks out of the room.
I mean, I've had that happen before. You get so into your kid toy that you're like, oh, yeah, I should give this back to the kid.
Especially like Legos. I'm sure for you, it's like you just take over the Lego set. And
no, I just buy my own Lego set. I don't want to share with anybody. I'm an only child at the end of the day. I don't share.
Yes. This is so true.
But
so
I did. I was looking at them blowing all of these bubbles indoors. And I was thinking, you are just getting soap all over that carpet.
Oh, yeah. How did Danny allow this? You know, all
well, maybe he was gonna shampoo the carpet. So he's like, let's just blow bubbles all over it and then we'll just, you know, vacuum it up.
Oh, there you go. That's multitasking at its finest. Okay. So DJ walks in with a smirk on her face. She's wearing a repeat shirt that odd.
That's that weird one that you were like, is he wearing chaps? Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in this sweatshirt, but yes, but it's here the again chaps one.
To beg more questions.
Still don't know what that is. So she watches the guys playing with bubbles, and then she raises her finger. Now, boys, I don't mind you playing, but I sure hope you finished your homework. Danny assures her, we finished our homework. And they all go right back to their bubble blowing. Michelle's nowhere to be found.
Michelle's, right, where'd she go? She's wandered off. I mean, at least you see the baby gate at the stairs now. So you're like, okay, she's not tumbling down the stairs on her own. She's probably in Steph's room. Yeah.
Yes, thank goodness. The baby gate is in evidence. Yes.
Yeah.
So next we're in the Tanner's kitchen. Danny walks into the kitchen holding Michelle and his massive camcorder.
I'm surprised he could hold both.
This camcorder keeps making this is a recurring character at this point.
And then I started going, was this why Bob became sort of the natural choice of like America's Funniest Home Videos? Because Danny Tanner was like videoing the kids and it just sort of like people associated him with that. I don't know. Or maybe that's something that I'm like piecing together after, but I don't know.
No, I like that. I'll go with that.
I feel like we have seen Danny a lot with the camcorder.
At least three times, maybe four times. He brought it to the Christmas episode. He brought it on the plane. Like, he was annoying.
Right. I mean, that thing needed its own seat on that plane. Yeah.
It does.
Can't put that in the overhead.
That was a workout. No, it exceeds the diameter.
Yeah, yeah.
So Danny sets down Michelle and instructs her to show all of the viewers of Wake Up San Francisco how she eats like a big girl.
Oh, he was like an OG parenting influencer.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Content. I need content. Yeah. Let me use my kid to do adorable things.
Right.
Michelle smiles and says, all righty. And Danny says, okay, now go to the table and action. Michelle goes straight for her rocking horse instead. Danny attempts to direct her to the table while still recording, but Michelle won't budge. Danny gives in. Okay, fine. We'll make it a Western. Is this really riveting content? I mean, Danny, do the Wake Up San Francisco viewers really want to see a toddler crossing to a table? I mean, I know the irony of saying this is that that's what Full House was built on for the next seven seasons.
Seen the internet?
Yes, but I'm saying for like a talk show.
But this is just the precursor. It's, you know, look.
For 1989.
For shows, top morning talk shows, well, they got 3-4 hours to fill. Today's show's on.
That's
today,
true,
tomorrow,
hour.
and a week from now. It's, I mean, you got to have a lot of stuff to fill in there. So they're looking for any cute little,
they're looking for,
you know,
any
moment.
Any content. Yeah. Okay, even Michelle eating like a big girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then go for it, Danny. He plops her on the horse, prompting, can you say yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay? And Michelle responds, no. Just then, Stephanie joyously walks into the kitchen with Harry. I love this pairing.
Everyone needs a hype man like Harry. He is just always there to pump stuff up. And I love, like, Nathan did such a great, he just had this smirk on his face all the time. Yeah. Like, he was just great. Like, what's up, Chief?
He was so easygoing and such a cheerleader for Stephanie.
Such a cheerleader. And Steph was like, I know who's running this show. And he was like, cool, great, awesome. Yep, you are.
He was the perfect partner for Stephanie.
Really was.
Know?
Really was. Yeah.
So Stephanie's carrying a hula hoop and she announces that she did 103 hula hoops at school today, breaking the record.
All right.
Harry admires her and says it was awesome. Stephanie starts to hula hoop for her dad, but he is not paying attention. Mm. He says he's very happy for her, but he's busy making a movie about Steph's very adorable little sister.
Hmm. I was like, Danny.
Ouch.
That hurt.
Right?
Yeah.
That was just, I was like, come on, Danny. Like, you have more than one child, you know?
Right. Yeah. It's, you know. But I guess we're playing up why Stephanie is just feeling so left out and middle-aged.
Very
not
true.
Middle-aged, but
middle child.
Middle
child syndrome.
Yeah.
So Stephanie responds, Daddy, I can be adorable too. And she starts to hula hoop again with a huge smile and even more enthusiasm.
What? I don't know why I said it like a lounge lizard singer or something. Like, I guess my enthusiasm is...
That was a choice.
But yeah, it was very one, adorable. Two, three. Yeah.
Just hamming it up, Jody.
Oh, yeah.
Hamming it up. So Danny apologizes, emphasizing that this tape is only about Michelle, so he'll have to watch her later. Steph is visibly hurt by Danny's dismissal.
Yeah.
Ouch, Danny.
Rude. How rude. How rude.
That deserves a how rude, you know? Yeah. Next, we cut to Joey's room. Jesse is on the phone with Mr. Dreyer, promising him he'll have the Sweat World Health Club jingle first thing tomorrow morning. Jesse tells him he has a barrel of good ideas as he holds up a trash can full of crumpled up notes. Joey starts to throw the crumpled balls of paper at Jesse, prompting him to say, oh, another great idea. Just hit me. Jesse hangs up the phone and immediately starts to throw handfuls of the crumpled paper back at Joey. Joey apologizes, admitting he's just frustrated because they have to get this jingle.
Do they always have to do jingles in like a day? Is that, I mean, I feel like they're always, or is it just that they can't ever come up with something and they only work well at the last minute?
I feel like they're procrastinators. Like, okay. they've waited till the last minute because you'd think they'd get more lead
time. I'm not
time.
One to talk because that's how I work best as well. I just wondered if this was, if that was like a thing that happens in the world of jingle writing that you get, I don't know, 24-hour turnaround. I have an emergency jingle that I need now. Stat.
Yeah, where's the pre-planning, you know? Like, come on, guys.
I mean, they just started writing jingles. The fact that they're selling any is pretty remarkable. So
that's true.
We'll give
that's
them that.
True. So Joey ponders, okay, what is the problem? I'm a funny guy. It must be you. Jesse insists this isn't the time to start turning on each other. He acknowledges how this particular jingle is taking a little extra time because they are holding out for quality. He concludes, now check the trash again. Joey uncrumples a rap jingle they did 3 days ago. They hated it before, but they decide to give it another chance. The boys begin beatboxing, and I begin cringing.
Well, yes. Yes. It was.
I was like, they're not.
Here's what I will say. When they started rap, I was like, oh.
Don't.
It was better than I thought it was going to turn out.
Okay.
And that's all I have to say.
That's the only compliment you had. That was the nicest thing you can say.
It wasn't quite as uncomfortable as I thought it would be, but it was, I was expecting a full body experience, and that wasn't quite that cringeworthy. It was just like,
Well, it didn't get worse as it went on. That's for sure.
At least, like, they did it. It was great. We did it, and it could have been a lot. It could have been a lot more.
Could have been worse. Yeah, could have been worse. Well, I will give John and Dave credit. Like, they sold it. Like, they sold it. They didn't hesitate.
That's what I'm saying. They sold it. It was supposed to be terrible. So that was okay. Like, it was supposed to be cringeworthy. You know what I mean?
Okay. So the actors did their job.
They did their job. They did it cringeworthy, but without it being like, God. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Without people turning the channel.
Right. The right amount of cringe.
So they end the jingle with great energy. The audience roars in applause, and Jesse admits that stinks, with Joey completely agreeing. Stephanie hops down the stairs with her hula hoop, announcing that she broke the first grade record. She begins her journey to 103 hula hoops. And again, Jesse and Joey are uninterested. Jesse gets up and grabs the hula hoop, forcing her to stop. Joey says they'll watch her do it later. Stephanie sighs. Later? I'm beginning to hate that word. Jesse apologizes, explaining that he and Joey are under tremendous pressure.
Which they probably created themselves. But
yes,
whatever.
Yes. But at least work is a better excuse than I know Danny was working too, but
not being as adorable as your younger sister.
Yeah, I think that was, maybe a better excuse. I don't know. They could have been a little less dismissive of you, though. Just then, DJ walks in and asks the guys for help with her science homework.
Also, I just have to say, everyone in this episode is wearing banging sweaters. Just
the sweaters.
Just late 80s peak. Oh.
We have geometrical designs. We got 3D sweaters.
I have a dog butt on the back of my sweatshirt. Yeah. There's like the dog on the front, and then it's just the dog tail and back legs on the back of me.
It's so cute. It looks like Clifford the Red Dog is who it looks like.
Yeah, it does
like
look a little bit like that. Yeah. It's a Scotty.
Oh!
It's a red Scotty dog. What is up with the Scotty dogs? Why were they so popular? Yet again.
I don't know.
Back to the Scotty dogs. Just the thing. Everyone was wearing really epic sweaters.
Oh, yeah. And is this the one DJ's wearing? I don't know I couldn't identify who was on her sweater. Was it a bellhop?
Yeah, it's like a bell. It was like a bellhop.
Such a random character to have on a sweater, but okay.
It was the late 80s.
Why
it was 89.
It was 89.
Who cared? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's definitely unique.
You could put anything on a sweater and someone would wear it in the late 80s.
Yes. Yeah. So Stephanie tells DJ, sorry, you're going to have to wait till later. Uncle Jesse and Joey are under tremendous pressure. But DJ begs. She has to build some kind of homemade thingy so she's able to drop an egg from two stories without breaking it. And it's due tomorrow.
I remember doing this with Zoe. Oh, my kids having to build the egg drop thing. And it was much like this thing? Where it was like, hey, it's due when? Tomorrow.
Why do kids do this?
Cool.
This is universal. They all wait till the last minute. Right. And then you're like, and you got to go to the store and get the thing and the glue.
Because everybody else is there panic buying something.
Yes. Yep. All in the same boat. So this gets Jesse's attention. And he asks why her teacher only gave her one day to do it. DJ explains how she was given a little more than a day, maybe a day or two or 20. Mm-hmm. Jesse asks why she waited until the last minute, and DJ corrects him. Technically, the last minute isn't until 8:59 tomorrow morning.
This is like having an argument with my kids.
This is so relatable.
And I've literally said the same thing, like, you should think about law school. You are great. You are just great at coming up with rebuttals.
Yep. It's very good at being argumentative. Yeah. So, yes. I think I said the law school thing, too. So DJ tells them that if she fails the science project, she won't get out of the sixth grade. She runs over to Joey, leaning her head on his shoulder, and begs for help. Joey gives in, and Jesse mocks, "Oh, sure, go right to Mr. Softy." Jesse insists he needs Joey's concentration to help write a good jingle, and they need to do it right now. After very minimal thinking, Jesse caves, "Let's help the kid."
Yeah, because the procrastinators, they don't want to do their thing either. So it's just a chain of procrastination.
Yes. Procrastinators helping procrastinators.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. later, though. Later.
Yes.
I need to get away and pack up the car and break free to embark on an adventurous weekend. What do you say, AB? Will you come with me?
Well, how will we get there, Jody Sweetin?
Well, may I suggest the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe.
Oh, I have seen this car. It is stunning.
Right? I am loving the new Hyundais, and the features make it the perfect vehicle to pack up the family and get away. There's available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, which is perfect when you have two kids who both want to stare at their phones rather than talk to you. I speak from experience.
Relatable. The Santa Fe's entire existence is to make sure it can take you on any adventure, stress-free, and ready to relax.
Ooh, what do you say, Andrea? How about we, like, you know, time travel isn't real, but what if we, like, take it back to the late 80s and go on a phone-free weekend somewhere? Oh,
yes. Let's go to Joshua Tree, where there's not even cell phone service.
Perfect. Let's go on a little weekend trip somewhere.
Yeah.
Out. We'll make it like it's 1988, no yes. phones. No, nothing. I'm going to braid my hair into a rat tail and bring a guitar to sing like a ripper. It's going to be great.
I'm going
to
put my hair up in a scrunchie with my permed hair and head on out in the Hyundai. So if you want to just escape your house filled with kids or your sister's widowed husband and your jingle writing partner, just go up to the snow and sing a cappella with your ripper's bandmates. This is the car to do it.
Well, that is if you don't already own a motorcycle and maybe have a helmet.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I don't know about you listeners, but my social battery has been pretty drained recently. I've noticed how easy it is to spread myself too thin, especially when life feels nonstop. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you manage to maintain a good balance? I found therapy to be the best tool in maintaining my energy levels. I'm now able to be my best self for not only my friends and family, but most importantly, for me. I truly believe therapy is for everyone, no matter how big or small your problems may seem. Seeing a licensed therapist can help you get to the root of your problems and empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/howrude today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/howrude.
Hey, Fanaritos, we want to talk to you about Target Circle, the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
I know it, and I definitely love it. And did you know that the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
It's the new Target Circle 360. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door. Or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
So a few minutes later, we are in the kitchen. Stephanie is hula hooping in the kitchen and is almost to her record when DJ bumps into her on her 102nd spin. Oh, that was like that, such a older sibling
blows
thing.
Would have been thrown were it not Full House. You know what I mean? That would have been reason for the kids to attack each other, I'm sure.
So petty.
Right.
So petty. So do you think DJ did it on purpose or you think it was an accident?
It seemed sort of like an accident, but okay. I also feel like having seen how sibling dynamics played out, there are a lot of accidents that happen in my house where you're like, I watched you trip them. And no, my foot was, I don't know. It happened. And you're like, oh.
Yeah,
God,
there's a lot of rewriting of history going on.
They did all the time. We were like, "That was intentional." No, it wasn't. No, it was. And you're like, "I can't prove it, but I know it."
Yeah. You just know it. Yep.
So I think that's one of those can't prove it, but I know
so
it.
So DJ apologizes. Like, sorry, Steph, but you happen to be hooping in my laboratory. Joey and Jesse begin gathering supplies around the kitchen for DJ's egg drop. Jesse suggests a suitcase full of cotton. DJ reads out loud, rule number 26, no suitcases full of cotton. Stephanie emphasizes to Jesse that they told her they were too busy to play, but now they're playing with DJ. So unfair.
Yeah.
Jesse explains that they aren't playing, it's for school. And DJ chimes in, this happens to be a sixth grade science project. Ooh. Stephanie looks at DJ and sarcastically comments, well, pin a rose on your nose.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. It's the first one, right?
Is that the first pin a rose? I think that is the first pin a rose.
I think that's the first pin a rose on your nose.
That was Steph's kind of alt
catchphrase.
Well, pin a rose on your nose. Yeah.
Yeah. And you delivered it so great. It was so funny how it just. And I see you start to break a little bit. Like, you know you're funny. You knew just how funny you were.
Well, it was so hard. Not like jokes were funny. They made me laugh. And it was like. And, you know, being the brain that I have, it was like there was part of me that was doing the thing. And then the other part was like watching. And then you're like, no, don't. I have to be all inside.
Yeah. Stay in the moment.
Stay in the moment. Yeah. But no, it was, you know, when you get a huge laugh from an audience at 5 years old.
Oh, there's nothing better.
There's nothing better. Like, it actually, I'm always impressed when kids don't break because think about a kid in a classroom cracking jokes that, you know, that's what they want. They love it. It makes them laugh. But like you. Got to just say the joke and keep going.
It's a skill. It's definitely a skill that you have to practice to be good
at. I still laugh at my own jokes. It's not, I haven't learned that skill yet.
So DJ remarks with some attitude, you're just too young to understand. And Steph sadly walks away.
Man. Aww. And with her bad perm. Steph and her bad perm.
Yeah, that was your little frizzy. You're a little frizzy.
No, you know what happened? Episode. That was when I had permed my hair and it got left in too long.
Oh no.
And it legit fried my hair.
Oh.
And I don't think my hair ever quite recovered after that.
Really? It was particularly long.
But it was
and particularly like
she, yeah,
like,
I think that was one of those it was a like a oh no. Oh, you know, when you leave that perm stuff on your head. Yeah, I think it was like an extra 15 minutes or something.
Didn't go well. No. Yeah. Yikes. Yeah.
Well, I think that was the last of my perms.
It's a good thing you were cute.
And my hair.
Rip Jody's hair.
Yeah.
So Joey waltzes over to the table with a great idea for the science project. We put the egg inside nature's perfect shock absorber, a Twinkie.
Made by nature.
Made by nature.
Yeah. Nothing unnatural about a Twinkie, that's for sure. No, nothing.
Nothing artificial.
But you know what, though? They tasted better in the 80s. I'll give them that. Twinkies were delicious in the 80s. Now?
Yeah.
Tastes like plastic.
Oh, I haven't had a Twinkie in so long.
I had one. Remember with the great debacle when the Twinkies, they went away and they were like, oh my God, there's no more Twinkies. And right. So I was like, I haven't had a Twinkie in years. So when they came back, I bought one and I was like,
oh, okay.
This tastes like crap. This tastes like plastic.
Worse.
It was not, not the Twinkie of my youth. I'll say that.
That's disappointing. I mean, I'm sure it was,
I mean,
like 2% healthier without any of the like
no,
the carcinogenic.
No, I'm sure it was 2% less healthy. I'm sure it was like, they just made it with like corn syrup instead of actual sugar or something. Yeah.
It's, well, that's a bummer.
It's all right.
You know?
It's all right.
Twinkies
not,
were the
not,
bomb.
You know, not that, no, if Twinkies wants to sponsor this podcast, nothing against you guys. I was just saying, yeah.
True. Twinkies were a critical part of your childhood in the 80s, no doubt.
Yeah.
So Joey takes a bite of the Twinkie, puts the egg inside, and lets her rip. The egg splatters all over the table. Stephanie turns around and questions, and I'm too young for this? Sheesh. And she leaves. Great delivery.
Sheesh. With my lisp and my like cross bite. So much of that, the way that I spoke was because I had the crossbite with my jaw. So my jaw just naturally goes over to the side to say my S's. And that's it still great. Does that a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, it added a lot of spice to your deliveries.
Lots of speech therapy. Yeah. Sheesh. It was like out of the side of my mouth. Yeah.
So in the living room, Michelle has headphones and a cassette player strapped to her waist as she dances and sings la 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 la.
What song is she singing? What are you listening to?
Whatever Adria could get her to just.
There was probably nothing. It was probably just she was like, put this on your head and say la 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 la. Yeah.
But that little Walkman, the cassette player, I was like, that
was
the best.
With a cord and the crappy little foam headphones. It was great.
Crappy foam things where you can hear everything except the song that you're trying to listen to. Oh man, I miss those things. Those were
not noise canceling.
No. Danny sits on the entryway steps filming her. And Steph walks right in front of the camera and interrupts. Okay, Daddy, it's later.
Yeah.
Danny tells her that Michelle was just singing the cutest little song. And Stephanie says, I learned a new song in school today. And she starts to sing I Write the Songs.
By the great, wonderful Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow.
Who I have seen in concert, I will tell you.
You have. Right. Did he sing I Write the Songs?
Not necessarily my, yes, he did actually. And I was like, yeah.
Like
it wasn't necessarily my
live.
Choice to go see Barry Manilow, but I don't regret it. He was pretty impressive. I'm just not a Barry Manilow fan.
Oh, I mean, so you went against your will, but you appreciated.
But I appreciate, yeah, he was great. I mean, this was 15 years ago, but anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Yeah, you were very good at this. Great. Very good at this.
Why are they teaching that song in first grade, though?
I don't know. That's a really odd choice. It's because our writers.
I think that's because it was an odd. Right. They were like,
no.
Make it the weirdest thing possible. Why wouldn't a first grader be singing Barry Manilow?
Hey, it's Full House logic.
Right. And even Danny has a good joke about it.
Yeah. He says, as happy as I am to hear that the public schools are keeping that song alive, I really have to get some footage of Michelle singing her little song. Steph looks at Michelle and sighs, you think you're so cute. Michelle responds, don't worry, be happy.
Maybe that's what she was listening to.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, the Bobby McFerrin.
La, 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 la. Don't worry. That's what she was singing. But be happy. That's what I'm going to go with.
Okay, that works. That works. And Stephanie admits, oh no, you are so cute. And she walks away sadly. So up in DJ and Stephanie's room, Steph is standing in her room singing I Write the Songs into
just
her toy microphone.
Just so
karaoke for one.
Which is a very Japanese way to do it, karaoke for one. But it was really
sad.
You were
the saddest
sack. Like, oh, God.
So sad.
Poor child. Yeah, I really, my heart broke for her.
Yeah, you were just ignored by every single person in the house. Yeah, I felt for her too. Ugh. So she sighs and says, sorry, Mr. Bear, my heart is just not in it. Aww. She gets into bed and hugs him, mentioning he's probably more interested in DJ and Michelle, just like everyone else. Stephanie realizes that nobody cares what she does. We see a dissolve and we hear a musical cue that signals we're going into a dream sequence.
Right. So great. Dream sequence is coming.
Oh, I love this. Nothing like a Full House dream sequence to just get this episode
and
going.
Yeah, Steph had several dream sequences throughout the years. There was this one, there's the big dancing episode.
Yes.
And I think there's another one too somewhere that's like Steph's dream sequence. Yeah.
Oh, Steph has very vivid
very vivid imagination. Yeah.
So you got stunts, you got costume, like you got everything in these dreams.
Yeah.
So in this dream sequence, we see Danny, Joey, and Jesse hovering over Michelle, telling her how great she is. When Stephanie walks in wearing a pink astronaut suit.
I would wear that now. I want a pink astronaut. I would totally rock a pink astronaut onesie like that.
You would. You really would.
I absolutely would wear that. I 100% would wear minus the helmet maybe. Although with my proclivity for falling down, it could be helpful. But like, I would so wear that. And I remember going for the fittings for that.
Oh, yeah, tell me what that was like. How'd you decide on it?
Like, I just remember, like, I didn't like having the helmet on my head. Helmets make me kind of weirdly claustrophobic.
Yeah, I can see
that. But it was, like, big enough that it was okay. And it was just, like, a regular, like, white helmet that they then put, like, the pink, like, the padding and all the stuff around it and my little antenna.
Yeah, the antennas were
the
great.
The antennas, yeah. And, but I remember going for the fitting because they basically like made a little flight suit for
me.
Yeah,
they had to construct it.
They had to construct a flight suit. Order. Yeah, and then it was like, I think there were like snow boots, like pink snow boots basically was what those were.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and it was, and the gloves were like, I think they were like hockey gloves or something.
Oh,
that they just spray painted pink, and it was so hot. It was in that costume. Yeah,
yeah, and you got to wear it for this whole dream sequence,
right? For the whole dream sequence, and then of course they had to do a special fitting because it had a harness that I had to wear underneath the suit, which was like, we've talked about it before. The weird harness sort of thing is like a. Like one of those plastic swing things that you see for babies. You kind of step into that, but then it's, you know, got to run the cords through the thing to your back and all this stuff. So, yeah, it was quite a contraption to have to wear underneath and then with the full spacesuit on.
They loved putting you in harnesses and like flying you across rooms.
And
then,
and Jeff, fling her around the room. Yeah, it's how many times I've flown through that set. That time, then in Fuller, and they didn't even use it. Yeah.
Yeah, and they didn't use it. I know. Putting you in a harness.
Around. Yep. That's, yeah. But I loved it. I was like, this is great. I got to do something. I was so excited.
Yeah. You got to do a stunt. Like, you could have earned your stunt card after that.
Yeah, because they certainly won't let you do it now. But I mean, maybe if you're like, you know, an adult, they will, but not as a
but they would not put child
sort of
actors.
Frown on hovering children of 8 feet above the ground these days.
Yes. The standards and practices have changed a bit since 1989.
Yeah. But I'm so glad I got to do it because it was fun.
It was, this is just, this whole scene is so freaking amazing. I loved it. So Stephanie announces that she has just returned from Mars, where she was the first kid in space.
Suck it, Elon. I went first.
This is so impressive.
Yeah. Mars, baby.
Mars, baby. And without looking, Danny half-heartedly says, oh, that's nice, honey. Wipe your feet. Danny, Joey, and Jesse focus their attention back on Michelle, all pulling out massive camcorders to tape her.
Right? Like,
just an army of camcorders.
That was aggressive.
Here. Yeah. Danny exclaims, she did it. She blinked. And they all gush in unison. She's so cute. Like, this is so annoying. This
right?
is
Which really
so
is what
irritating.
It feels like to an older sibling when you're like, oh my God, you just breathed and everything's cute. Right? Yeah.
Everyone's falling all over themselves for like the easiest thing to accomplish. Right. Yep. It's so funny. So Stephanie walks over and asks if anyone heard her say she went to Mars. Jesse dismissively waves his hand at her, saying, later. He then asks Joey to tell Michelle what she's won for being so cute and adorable. Joey uses his announcer voice to say, well, Jess, cute, adorable, blinking Michelle has won Stephanie's bike. And Jesse pulls out Steph's pink bike from around the couch. This is so,
bike.
Your bike that you worked so hard. You sold all of those.
Is this the one that I sold the honeybee cookies for?
I think so. I don't know. Yeah, let's go with that.
Something.
Yeah, you worked hard.
Well,
for
no,
this
that
bike.
Was a that was the earlier bike. Then I think, wasn't there another bike? I think we've had several bikes.
You've
anyway.
You've ridden a bike.
Whatever the bike is, it was very important to Steph. And Michelle is not big enough to even ride it. So
no. No, she's still riding those plastic
bikes.
That's
the point, right? Is that that's how Steph is seeing everything. It's like, everyone hates me.
Everyone is such an exaggerated scene. It's so funny. So Stephanie shouts, my bike. And Michelle declares, my bike. Stephanie reiterates how she just got back from Mars, asking, what do I get? The doorbell rings and the guys respond, get the door. Steph opens the front door and a red carpet rolls out while a trumpet plays. She thinks it's all for her and then gets a rude awakening when DJ struts in. DJ shoos her aside. Get off my rug, nerd bomber. And the guys all shout in unison, DJ, jumping up to greet her with a crown, a cape, and a wand. Stephanie asks what she did to deserve the praise, and DJ proudly announces, I went to the mailbox and got the mail.
Wow.
Stephanie tries to gain some attention, showing everyone how she learned to float after traveling to Mars.
Yeah.
And she floats to the top of the set. It's
I flapped my little wings. I did. You flapped your wings. And then I flew. Yeah.
I love that they weren't even trying to hide the wires. Like, you can see them.
Oh, no, they were. But that's just, what were you going to do? They were trying to hide the wires, but at some point you just go like, ew.
Well, yeah.
That's probably why there were those two little antenna there.
Oh.
To sort of look, maybe cover, I don't know.
To kind of cover up the wires there. Yeah. Okay. I'll take that. But it was just, this is peak 80s. Peak 80s yes. Sitcom stuff right here.
Yep.
So distracted by DJ, the men all guide DJ to the couch and ask her about her trip to the mailbox. Jesse compliments, talk about guts. DJ nods her head and says, it was scary, guys. There were cracks in the sidewalk. Stephanie is, meanwhile, flapping her arms, flying above her family, shouting, yoo-hoo, up here. A person is flying. And nobody looks up.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares at all. Jesse tells DJ it's time to get her party started. Patrick Swayze is in there, and he wants the first dance. DJ happily states, I love being the firstborn. And they all head for the kitchen while Steph remains floating in the air. So rude.
Oh,
this is just the greatest scene. Yeah, for so
just
many
leaving
reasons.
A kid just hanging around.
Just hanging around. So Danny finally acknowledges Steph, asking, oh, hey, while you're up there, could you dust the top of the mantle? He throws her a rag and disappears into the kitchen. Stephanie sways back and forth in the air and sadly responds, how rude. Which, you know, that called for a how rude.
That definitely called for a how rude. No, that was such a funny scene, though. And like everybody just hit the tone perfect with the guys and DJ and Michelle all playing this sort of over-exaggerated version of like what Stephanie sees in her head. It was really funny.
It was so creative. It was well written and well acted. You're right. You had to make it just sarcastic and just over-exaggerated enough.
Right.
That you know this isn't real. It's a dream sequence.
Exactly.
In case
you couldn't tell by the cool earlier.
Right.
The music.
So we dissolve back to present day Stephanie laying on her bed with Mr. Bear. How very rude, she says as she shakes her head. Harry knocks on the door and walks in cheerfully with his camera. He greets her. Hi, Chief. I want to get a picture of you and your hoop for my scrapbook. Like, Harry, I just love this guy. Like,
he's the only one
giving you attention.
Thanks,
he
Harry.
He wants a picture of you for his scrapbook.
Yeah. Because I beat the record. Thanks, Harry.
Yes. He's the only one that's proud of you. And everyone needs a Harry, you know?
When Harry
finds someone who looks at you the way Harry looks at Stephanie.
It's true.
So Stephanie gives him like a half of a smile and he snaps the picture. Steph tells him he's the only one who cares about her. He reassures her that her family cares, but Stephanie disagrees. DJ is the oldest and Michelle is the cutest and I'm nothing. Aww. Steph sighs, wishing she could move out, but she says she's stuck there until she gets married. Harry admits tough break, and then Stephanie gets a realization. Unless you marry me. Harry gets a big smile on his face. Marry you? I'm not even allowed to cross a street. It's so sweet. Steph responds, married people are allowed. And this gets Harry's attention.
Yeah.
He shrugs. Okay, I'll marry you.
Hey, for crossing the street privileges?
Yeah,
basically, it's almost like a green card to a child, you know?
Yes.
Like, I need a green card to live in this country. I need to be married so I can cross the street. It's the equivalent.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah. Yes, that's the incentive for Harry he just wants to cross the street by himself.
I just want to cross the street by myself.
So Stephanie tells him he has to propose because a girl waits her whole life for this moment. She throws a pillow on the ground and tells him to get down on one knee. He obliges. Okay, Chief. And once he's down, he tells her, I can see up your nose. Such a kid thing to say. Stephanie sighs, Harry, this is supposed to be romantic.
Yeah, Harry.
He apologizes, and then he corrects himself. I can see up your nose, darling. Steph insists that they get married today. She'll call their friends, and they'll get a house, so they won't have to put up with DJ and Michelle anymore.
Great. Problem solved.
Stephanie is a problem solver, and I appreciate that about her. She announces, I'll be Stephanie Takeyama. And Harry grins, and I'll be Harry Tanner. And they shake on it. What a progressive relationship.
And
you know?
I like that. Incredibly progressive. Harry and Steph really set the tone for what, for like relationship goals.
Yeah, sure. They are. They yeah. are goals.
Supportive.
They
are, he lets her live her dream. She's like, here's how we're doing it. He's like, all right, whatever you need, yeah. Chief. Like, it's just, they have a great.
He takes her last name. Like, yeah, he's
they
just,
have a great, it's perfect.
It's such, it works for
both
of them.
Best hype man. Yeah.
It's so, so go. Relationship goals, like you said.
Yeah. I need to get away and pack up the car and break free to embark on an adventurous weekend. What do you say, AB? Will you come with me?
Well, how will we get there, Jody Sweeten?
Well, may I suggest the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe.
Oh, I have seen this car. It is stunning.
Right? I am loving the new Hyundais, and the features make it the perfect vehicle to pack up the family and get away. There's available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, which is perfect when you have two kids who both want to stare at their phones rather than talk to you. I speak from experience.
Relatable. The Santa Fe's entire existence is to make sure it can take you on any adventure stress-free and ready to relax.
Ooh, what do you say, Andrea? How about we, like, you know, time travel isn't real, but what if we, like, take it back to the late 80s and go on a phone-free weekend somewhere?
Oh, yes. Let's go to Joshua Tree, where there's not even cell phone service.
Perfect. Let's go on a little weekend trip somewhere.
Yeah.
Out, we'll make it like it's 1988, no yes. phones, no nothing. I'm going to braid my hair into a rat tail and bring a guitar to sing like a ripper. It's going to be great.
I'm going to put my hair up in a scrunchie with permed hair and head on out in the Hyundai. So if you want to just escape your house filled with kids or your sister's widowed husband and your jingle writing partner, just go up to the snow and sing a cappella with your ripper's bandmates. This is the car to do it.
Well, that is if you don't already own a motorcycle and maybe have a helmet.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com. Or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Hey, Fanaritos, we want to talk to you about Target Circle, the same program you know and love, now with automatic deals.
I know it, and I definitely love it. And did you know that the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
It's the new Target Circle 360. Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
So next we cut to the living room where DJ, Jesse, and Joey are at the top of the living room stairs with her egg prototype. Is this the first time we've shot a scene like up there in that little
I think there's maybe been like a shot up there, but it's not a great angle. So it's not something that you like to shoot often. And you probably, as a director, you'd have to push your cameras into the stage. So then you'd have to reset and do all that stuff to kind of.
Yeah, I remember them moving the furniture out of the way so they could push the cameras inside the set. And that's just tedious. So I can see why they didn't shoot up there all the time. So the egg is resting in between a Tinker Toy frame nestled in one of Michelle's booties. Joey begins the countdown, starting at 100. But Jesse begs him to stop, huh? And Joey restarts at 5. Just as the egg is being dropped, the doorbell rings. Danny shouts, he'll get it, and right on time, DJ drops the Tinker Toy frame. It hits the floor, and bounces the egg in the air, which Danny catches and breaks with his hands. How many times did they have to do this? Like, that is
right. I know. I was looking. I was like, how did they shoot? Like, there's. It's definitely broken up into a couple shots, but him catching the egg and squeezing it was. Yeah, that was good.
Very
I bet
impressive.
Someone was laying on the ground and like throwing the egg up so that he could catch it. And yeah,
because eggs don't bounce in that, even with that Tinker Toy situation. Yeah,
yeah, that, it was not. You can't rely on that. Yeah,
yeah. I bet someone was laying down there.
Yeah,
throwing him the egg.
Oh yeah. Yep.
So DJ opens the front door and we see Stephanie's friends. They're here for the wedding. DJ directs them to the backyard, and Joey and Jesse watch as a whole line of kids walk past them. Joey asks who they are. And Jesse jokes, that's Dopey, Sneezy, Blinky, et cetera, et cetera.
Where, how, okay, again, with just, how'd they get here? They all take a bus?
Oh, yeah, they were the parents.
Who drove them? They can't even cross the street, but they can all drive here?
I think.
And yeah, I feel like it's been pretty quick. You, man, Steph just rallied up 20 kids, like, hey, I need you in my backyard now. And they
within
were like,
minutes.
We're on it. Yeah, dressed, ready to go. Wedding,
Steph
you
is
say?
A mover and a
I'll
shaker.
I'll be there in my Miami Vice outfit. Hold on, please. I mean, and the one kid's got a collar. Well, he says his dad's a minister, so he probably borrowed it. But
yeah, so he dressed the part. Yeah.
But
I didn't think of that.
Impressive.
How did the kids get there? How did the kids get there? All coordinated.
I will say
at the same
one
time.
Thing that the Tanners know how to do well is throw an impromptu backyard wedding.
Yes, this is what they do best.
We're like, oh, easy, cake, 20 people and an entire party in the backyard, done.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, no problem.
No problem.
No none. No lead time necessary, just instant.
Just instant
party in the
and
backyard.
I really was, I was surprised that all these kids showed up.
Hey, Steph is a mover and a shaker, and
right?
I love that about her. So DJ tells the guys that they have to go back to the drawing board for her experiment. But Jesse tells her they got to work on the jingle. Joey suggests they try slowing it down, and Jesse assumes he's talking about the jingle. Joey puts his hand over Jesse's mouth when he tries to sing a Sinatra-type ballad, telling him to stop. Joey explains that he thinks a handkerchief will work as a parachute for the egg. He follows DJ upstairs to try it, and this leaves Jesse by himself, announcing, well, our careers are over, but we're going to pass sixth grade science. Wait up. The procrastinators are still procrastinating.
Sixth grade science is hard, you know? It is.
Yeah, I know.
All these things seemed easy until you give it 25 years and then you go back and try to do it again.
Yeah, not so easy. So now we are in the backyard, this infamous wedding scene. Oh, man.
Yep.
When I say I was excited to watch this. All the kids are outside mingling before the wedding.
Yeah, it's cocktail hour.
One. It's right. It's the cocktail hour. No, there's no past hors d'oeuvres, but that's okay.
Right.
One of the friends is going to be the officiant because his dad is a minister, and he addresses the group of kids. Music. The kids all start to play their kazoos.
Where'd they get the kazoos? Did they all have kazoos? Who's handing out the kazoos? Are
that
there 30
so well
kazoos in the Tanner household?
Yeah, well, I just assumed Steph like has a wedding planner who had, you know, arranged for 20 kazoos
right,
to
right.
be passed out.
Yeah.
You know, that's
you know what? You know who got those kazoos?
Who?
Harry. Harry got those kazoos because Steph said she wanted it. And he was like, don't worry, Chief. I got you. And
so he just kept walking, not crossing streets, but just kept walking like in a circle to find
just kept
kazoos.
Walking. Right. If he just kept make a big enough right, he kind of could make progress looping around. Yeah.
He is the best partner. Oh, man. So Stephanie walks down the aisle dressed in a poofy white dress carrying red roses. You are so adorable in your tights and your
Mary Jane.
Thank you. Jeans.
And I think those were actually, they're not roses. They are, they're begonias and they're pulled out of one of the, they're like supposed to look like they're out of one of the pots in the backyard.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's great. That's hysterical.
Yeah,
this
that's why they're just
kind of
like leafy, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They're not, as structured as a bouquet.
Right. We didn't have the budget nor the time to get to the florist, so.
right.
Had to make do.
Had to make do.
Mm-hmm.
Had to make do. And I love that your train is a roll of parchment paper. Like, this is genius. This is so creative. And
Steph is like, she's on it. She's like, I need a train. I know where I can get one. Yeah.
Steph has been picturing this wedding for her whole life.
And the girl holding the train is Allison Richmond. Keith Richmond, our AD's daughter. So yes.
Yes. Oh, that's so great.
Yep.
I love that, you know, just built in friends.
Yeah. She, yeah. I didn't notice if Jamie and or Hillary were in there. I don't think they were because Joel wasn't directing
them.
Joel didn't direct this episode, so probably not. But
not. But Allison was. So great. So the officiant begins the ceremony. We are gathered here today to join Stephanie and Harry in holy mattress money.
That is the best.
These little kidisms are so great.
They're so great. Yeah. Holy mattress money. That makes sense.
Harry references this very line in 30 years later in Fuller House. When you guys have that scene, he references holy mattress money. It's just full circle. It's so amazing. Harry, do you take Stephanie? And Harry shrugs, I'll take her anywhere because after we're married, we can cross the street. Yeah.
See, we can hang a left wherever we want.
They're going to travel the world.
Yeah.
Crossing
all the streets.
Then it's time for the wedding bows. Not the vows, bows.
The wedding bows. I was like, yes.
Harry turns to Steph, bowing, and then Stephanie gives him a little curtsy. So great.
Very respectful. I'm pretty sure that that was something they did in like medieval times. You had to bow at each other or something. Yeah.
It was like, taking it back custom in
very,
those days.
Yeah, it was custom. It was deep traditions.
Right. Back when you like there was no like you had not kissed the groom before your wedding day. Like there was no.
I know. They hadn't even seen me.
Right.
Had a veil. Never met me. Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is a progressive relationship.
Yep.
As for the ring, Harry pulls out a stick-on tattoo of Scooby-Doo and he puts it on Steph's hand.
That's really as official as anything.
That if that doesn't scream love, I don't know what does.
I mean, if you're like, this is the thing that I'm absolutely 100% is my commitment, then Scooby-Doo tattoo it, you know?
Yeah. That threw me. I thought he was pulling out a box of Cracker Jacks out of his pocket.
Well, he was, but there wasn't a ring in it. It was, that was sort of the joke was, did you get a ring? He was like, well, no.
The tattoo was in there instead of a plastic improvise. Ring.
Yeah, it would have been too perfect if there would have been a plastic ring.
Yeah, no,
but the tattoo was perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Steph loves her tattoo, showing the group of friends as they all
sign
say,
of things to come.
No.
Steph's first tattoo.
Oh, dear. Right. This is where it all began.
This is where. Yeah. Well, so many things. Yeah.
Weddings, tattoos.
All of it. Backyard. Yeah.
The officiant pronounces them man and wife and says, you may kiss the bride. Steph and Harry look at each other saying, ew. The boy tells them, if you don't kiss, you're not really married. Steph sticks out her hand and shields her eyes. Harry gives her a peck on the hand, and Steph admits he's not a bad kisser.
I think I remember being really embarrassed to have to say that line because it was very much in the like, ew, ick. So saying like he's not a bad kisser was like weird.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah, embarrassing.
Yeah. Oh, man. It came off so adorable.
Steph's gotten married in the backyard twice. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. You've been married twice in the backyard. Neither time did Danny walk you down the aisle.
Well, it's because of this episode, because obviously Danny doesn't like me.
Obviously.
Because I'm not as... Right. So that's what it is. This is just a through... Yeah, yeah.
It's a through line.
Really long storyline all the way through.
So true. And I got to say, I wish you had stayed with Harry. He's a much better fit for you than Jimmy Gibbler. And I say that as Jimmy Gibbler's sister.
I say that. I know. I really... Harry was
a better fit. So we go back to the living room at the top of the stairs. DJ is there with her egg safely in a parachute. She drops it and it works. Jesse, Joey, and DJ all cheer in excitement. DJ thanks them, saying they're geniuses. Joey responds, quoting Edison, genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. DJ doesn't quite follow this, and Jesse simplifies it. If you don't sweat it, you don't get it. And suddenly, they have their jingle.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yay. Finally. The procrastination
proved
to be very beneficial.
All you have to do is throw an egg off a balcony and suddenly ideas come to you.
It comes to you. Danny walks into the living room backwards as he continues to film Michelle on her plastic wheeling pony. Stephanie walks in with Harry around her arm and announces, I was married this afternoon. Harry looks at Danny and smiles. Hi, Dad. I laughed so hard at that line.
The way he delivered it was perfect. Hi, Dad.
He's so innocent. You know, he's so thrilled that Danny is now his father-in-law. He's been waiting for this moment. Stephanie says goodbye to her family, adding that it's been a great 6 years. She turns to her husband and decides it's time to go house hunting.
Yeah.
But Harry says no, because he has to go home.
What?
Yeah, I know. Steph chases after him, but he says he has to go home because it's meatloaf night. How rude, right? Leaving a bride alone?
Just kick her while she's down, you know? Just
you can't even get Harry to stay on your wedding night? Yeah. Wow. Poor Stephanie.
The meatloaf must be pretty damn delicious.
Yes. Hey, I wouldn't miss meatloaf night either.
That's true. I do like meatloaf.
Stephanie turns around and complains that nobody wants her. Danny reassures her that the family does want her. Steph tells him that no one cared when she broke the hula hoop record or when she went to Mars. Everyone begins to apologize to Steph, but she refuses to accept, as she will always be stuck in the middle. Danny and Jesse help her realize that, hey, the middle isn't so bad, like bologna sandwich or the center of an Oreo.
I would have given PB&J as the sandwich, not bologna. But maybe it's just because I'm not a fan of bologna.
Yeah, no, bologna is the weirdest of all the processed.
I feel like being compared to a slice of bologna is not.
Yeah, it's kind of offensive.
It's not the hype up.
Yeah, it's not as classic as PB&J.
Oven roasted turkey breast in the middle of two. You know what I mean? That would be. Yeah, like, yeah, bologna kind of feels like meh.
Bologna feels very 80s, late 80s, though. You know, it's like.
Well, it was very.
You
Oscar
don't know what's
Meyer,
in it.
Yeah,
it's these were the times.
Yeah.
Had a bologna sandwich. So they also mentioned that Steph is the only one in the family who has a big sister and a little sister. DJ chimes in that she's getting depressed now. So far, I'm the soggy part of the sandwich and the throwaway part of the cookie.
Well, I mean, at least she's not bologna.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Danny pulls Steph aside to make sure she comes to him the next time she feels left out. Steph doesn't know about this husband thing either. Admitting one whiff of their mom's meatloaf and they're gone.
Oh, Steph, do I got some things to tell you?
If those are her standards at age 6. Steph gives hugs all around. And Danny pulls out his video recorder to film Steph singing I Write the Songs while hula hooping. And Michelle covers her ears, which I don't know
if she meant to do that or if that was in the script. It probably was just a toddler thing where you start singing and they're like, stop.
They're It's a Pavlovian response.
Right. They're like, oh, I just stop doing that because they've learned no. Yeah, it was very funny, though. It was perfectly timed.
Yeah. Right. Michelle's just fed up with the Tanners. And
it was just a very
craziness.
Like toddler thing to do. Like all the family's doing something and the, you know, 2-3-year-old is just like, no.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not doing this. Uh-huh. She's not here for that.
I will say this this episode made me want to hula hoop again.
Did it? Okay.
No, it didn't.
Was that a
it
skill
didn't.
You had to learn for this episode? Or
no,
did
I was,
you already
I,
know how?
I was adept at hula hooping. I could do, you know, multiple hula hoops. Excuse me, I hiccuped. I could do multiple hula hoops.
Nice. Oh, wow. Okay, so you were an advanced hula hooper.
Yeah, I mean, I was not like one of those, you know, Cirque du Soleil people with like 500 that's like doing a whole thing on my body. No, but I could do like 4 or 5 of them and keep them going for a little bit, you know, few revelations. I don't know how it would be now. My friend had a hula hoop, but it was like one of the big weighted ones. And
the workout ones.
It's a lot, but man, my abs were great. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good workout.
Yeah, when you're 5, you know? You don't, 6, you don't appreciate just how easy it is to hula hoop.
Yeah.
And then you realize this has a lot of work.
Then you get older and you lose
then you
all
get,
your
right,
coordination.
You're like, ooh, my back. Right. Yeah.
My back hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a cute episode.
Such a cute episode. I loved the storyline for you and the stunts you got to do. It was just
this was a
hysterical.
Really fun episode for Steph. I enjoyed this one. I enjoyed filming it when I was a kid because, you know, again, it was costumes and stunts and hula hooping and, you know, all kinds of wild and crazy things. And that just, I loved doing that. It was exciting and fun and something different all the time. But yeah, it was, I definitely remember being in that harness, and there were a couple times where I was like, this is really uncomfortable. Like, it was like not, did not feel great to be hanging in.
Yeah, because all your weight goes against the harness. So it kind of probably right, pinched.
Like the little crease in your legs there, it just not particularly fun. But again, glad I was able to do it.
Do you know how long they kept you in that harness? Are there, were there like rules against how long kids could be in harnesses?
Right?
Like, I mean, 20 minutes and then they got to pull you down? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are for suspending children in the air and how long you're allowed to do that.
There wasn't a handbook for that.
I'm sure there was back then, but now it's just a big no. Right. But
don't
then
do that.
It was like, sure, I mean, just don't fling them around too hard. And, you know, after 20 minutes, take them out and
Make sure they're still breathing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. but no, it was very fun. I loved doing that. So
I loved it. Did you have any everywhere you looks this episode?
I did have an everywhere you look.
Go for it. Tell me.
So my everywhere you look this episode, it's small, but it's something I noticed. So in the scene where they're in Joey's room and they're in the basement, if you look at the shelf behind Joey's bed, there's like a Laurel and Hardy statue and there's like Pink Panther and whatever. Well, there's a bear. It's a blue bear in an aviator outfit. And I think it was supposed to be like Howard Hughes bear. Like that was it had the little aviator glasses and the leather jacket and the whole thing. But that bear is from the same company. And if you actually look at him, it's the same shape, head and bear and everything as Mr. Bear.
Oh.
It was the American Bear Company. And
I had wondered.
They were very
popular.
And that was, I think, the Howard Hughes. They did, you know, again, the bears of like fame. There was like a Marilyn Monroe bear and a, you know, Humphrey Bogart, and which was.
Yeah, there's an Einstein bear.
There's an Einstein bear.
On the other side, there's an Einstein with the hair.
Mm-hmm.
But I wondered if it was the same, because I'm like, that looks kind of like Mr. Bear, but it's not Mr. Bear.
It's,
so
yeah, it's
that
the makes same,
sense.
The same company. Apparently, we had a lot of those bears.
That's great. I wonder if they're still made today or probably
American Bear Company. I don't know. They might be. I had a few. I've had like the whole little Muffy collection. They were like these little small bears that
Oh, that's a good one.
But that was
that's
my everywhere one. You look was the distant cousin of Mr. Bear is in Joey's room.
His cousins. His cousins are
his
all
cousins.
Living downstairs in Joey's room. Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Did
you have one?
I noticed the bears. That was one of them. And then my other one is just, I can't get past these parrots. Like, Joey's room has three parrots in it. Like, there's still the one upstairs in the alcove. But in Joey's room, you got the framed picture of a parrot in the bathroom. The ceramic parrot.
Which was reflecting
parrot.
In the mirror, by the way. In one shot, I see it right over his shoulder.
Yes, yes. So it looks like even more than one parrot in the bathroom. The parrot that hangs over his bed. And then there's a plush parrot over on the bookshelf. It might be a toucan.
It was a toucan.
Still,
yeah.
It was a toucan.
Okay. Maybe Joey was just a really big fan of the Tiki Room at Disneyland.
That must be it. There we go.
You know?
He liked those Dole Whips. Those Dole.
Yeah.
Grab a Dole Whip, go in the Tiki Room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that was it.
That must have been it.
Because they're definitely.
Well, we asked Jeff, we're like, what's with all the parrots? And Jeff's like, I don't know, that's a Lynn Griffin thing.
Well, it's probably bright, colorful, looks good in amongst things in the background.
Yeah. It's a good contrast to all the blue.
It's a good
blue plaid.
And it's also incredibly random to have parrot things in your house. And Joey Gladstone is nothing if not random. So I feel like it was kind of picking up on
he has
the,
all
on
the
vibe
random
of that.
Things.
Right. They're like, just give him something weird. Right. A parrot? Sure, why not? Throw a toucan on the shelf. Sure. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And a Howard Hughes bear and a Einstein
it
bear.
It all makes
like
sense.
Just all of it.
Yep.
All of it. It's gotta love Joey's room. His room is always ripe with everywhere you look.
Oh,
it's
for
the
sure.
best.
For sure. And I feel like it changed every week.
Well,
so thank you so much, everybody, for joining us for another fun episode of How Rude Tanneritos. This was one of my favorite episodes. I'm very excited to get to it because I had a lot of fun memories doing it. So hope you enjoyed the episode. We had a great time. Make sure that you are following us on Instagram at How Rude Podcast. Make sure you're also liking and subscribing to the podcast wherever you're listening so that you can make sure and get all of the newest episodes as soon as they drop. And we are excited to come back next week for another fun episode. We hope you guys will too. And remember, everybody. Oh, wait, you can email us too. Remember that. Yeah. You can email us at howrudepodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, the world is small, but the house is full.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. And the world is especially small if you have to make right turns because you can't cross the street.
Yeah, their world was very, very small.
Their world was a block.
Just one.
Yep. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. Let's talk about Target Circle.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.